And the vision was always that this is more than just photography. That's what I tell my clients, and my clients come to know me as, yeah, you give so much more value than just photography. So the vision was always adding on online education, adding on a community of some sort, which we've created very well, but how do we continue to grow this community? How do I continue to create better experiences for my existing clients, getting them to still be involved and connecting them because they're all powerful women entrepreneurs?
The Entrepreneurista Podcast Network presents Startups in Stilettos, your guide to getting your business off the ground.
We're your hosts. I'm Jessica Abo, media trainer and journalist.
And I'm Stephanie Carton, co-founder of Entrepreneurista, Socialfly, and Market. Each week, we'll talk to a new startup founder about how they turned their great idea into a business.
And then Stephanie and I will answer their questions about taking that business to the next level.
Get ready to grow your business and put your best heel forward.
Hi, everybody. Today we are talking with Brittany Jean. She is the founder and CEO of Brittany Jean Photography & Co. Brittany, we are so excited to have you here. I follow you on social media and have for many, many months now. So it's nice to finally put a face with the feed. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me, Jessica, Stephanie. So Brittany Jean Photography & Company is a full-service brand photography organization. So what we do is we help women show up confidently in photos and on social media to market their business. And then we also have an online education platform as well, where we are helping women learn how to market and sell themselves on social media, as well as how to organize their sales calls if they are a service-based entrepreneur.
How did you come up with this idea, and what were you doing prior?
The idea for brand photography or for my sales education?
For both. Tell us the story. For how both. Did it all happen?
I'll try to keep it short, but I grew up with photography. My mom used to be a hobbyist photographer. And so always grew up with a camera in hand or me in front of a camera. So me getting behind the camera, I know is interesting, but she was doing that too. So that's how I got into photography. So from there, I ended up losing one of my tech sales jobs. So I got laid off, actually got fired because I wasn't motivated. And I told my boss that I was not motivated, but you kind of have to be motivated in a sales job, but it just wasn't my passion. And so he told me that, you know, I think you would be better off doing something creative. And I was like at that point where I had had a corporate sales job before, had done really well in that job. And I was like, I have no creative bone in my body. Like, what are you talking about? But then I got introduced to a photography course where I was able to learn how to use my camera manually. I had never done that. So I started doing it. And then I started asking family and friends and started making money. And then I got into weddings and family. So from there, I was really doing well with starting to get into the wedding market. And then the pandemic happened and I was approached to do brand photography with a real estate agent. I loved it. And I said, this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to use my sales experience, my marketing experience to help women sell themselves because that's something that they struggle with. And so from there, it's been able to create so much value well beyond just photography. It's really helping instill confidence in women so that they can market their business, so that they can show up confidently, so that they can impact their people, right? And then they can also make more money and live their dream life. So that's how it came about.
And I have a course coming out this summer for people who are interested in media training. And I have learned all of the growing pains that go into creating a course. It's amazing that in addition to your full-time job, you gave yourself another full-time job. Tell us a little bit about the course creation that went into what you now are offering these entrepreneurs.
Yes. So the first thing was creating a mastermind. So a group mastermind for people and doing that live. So that what that looked like was honestly just creating the content ahead of time and then going on live. So now what it looks like with our pre-recorded courses is recording those courses, but also within that is the email systems, the funnels, and those things are really new to my team and I. So we're still working on those things, really the back-end process, the sales process, right? To get people in. And so what we're learning is a lot, but our mastermind first gave us this opportunity and the experience to learn how to create outlines for our courses and the content and putting that together. So that's been really fun. And that's what we've been able to really do well at as well.
I also know launching courses and funnels and Facebook strategies and advertising strategies can be super complicated and overwhelming, especially when you're first trying to figure everything out, because there's so much testing and learning. And I know a lot of our Entrepreneurista League members are also in, you know, a similar space where many of them are also looking to launch courses or figure out how to take their service-based business and really scale it. Let's talk about the online education space first. So building out those courses and funnels, what platforms have worked for you?
Yeah. So we are launching ugly is what I would like to say. You know, we are testing the market and really trying to monetize this course before we put really any money in it. And I know that that can be really scary to people because a lot of us are very perfectionist, you know, we're perfectionists. And so us launching this course ugly has been really a really great learning lesson for us, but it's also taught us that like people are still interested in really the message more than what it looks like or how it, well, it's organized in terms of the funnels and the emails, right? Like those things. So what we're doing right now is we've created all of our content, our presentations in Canva, and then we are recording that through Zoom. We're recording it through Zoom, and I'm there live on Zoom with the Canva presentation up, going through it. And then from there, we're copying those links or downloading the Zoom video and putting those on YouTube. So that's what we're doing. And for this first course that we've launched, the Confident Sales Closer course, teaching service-based B2B entrepreneurs how to sell, how to effectively hold a sales call with a busy business owner and be able to charge 4 or 5 figures, is we're doing that all live and then getting those recordings and then being able to sell that. And then eventually putting it through either Kajabi or another course. So that's our plan of action first. It's like, we're doing this really ugly. We're doing this not the way that people do it, you know, or people say to do it.
Oh, no. You are definitely doing it the Stephanie way, because Stephanie believes that this is the way to launch everything. And I'm the polar opposite. So I went the other route of, I have a Kajabi expert. I've had a film crew in my house. They're coming back to re-record things. And I can promise you that we are both going across the finish line and be super uber successful, because there's just not one way to get there. And I love hearing everyone's different approaches, because I think it gives us all permission to, you know, to stay on the path that we're on and know that we're still going to get where we want to go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And Brittany, you mentioned Kajabi, other email platforms. Can you share any platforms that you love using, especially for our league members and startup entrepreneurs who are listening and trying to figure out, you know, what platform should I just test on to start?
Yeah. So we are testing our email marketing through Flowdesk. Like, I love Flowdesk. I literally created a sales page from there because I was like, I am not creating this sales page and show it right now, right? Like, we're still on a minimal budget, right? Our business did 6 figures last year, our first year in business. But, you know, a lot of that was going back into the business, investing, you know, hiring a virtual assistant for myself, paying myself. Like, we did not do the no, I'm not going to pay myself. I had to. So a lot of last year went into investments back into the business, hiring someone. So we're doing it really the way that we can with the resources that we have. So using Showit, right? My website platform, using Flowdesk. And then we have schedulers that we use, Canva, all of those things. But, you know, really the course material is being put on YouTube with a private link.
Tell us who the course is for and what our entrepreneurs can expect to learn if they sign up for it.
Yeah. So the course is for service-based entrepreneurs. So if you're a photographer, if you're a videographer, if you are a coach, anyone really who is servicing a business owner, because that is my background. Like, I had my sales experience in business to business services. So, you know, I was able to learn how to work with and address pain points that business owners were having to be able to sell our services, to be able to meet my quotas, right? And so that experience really helped me be able to implement that into my sales process as a brand photographer and servicing business owners. And why I've been able to grow so successfully is because I'm confident in my sales approach, in my sales calls, So that's why I can raise my prices significantly within 1 year and still be able to book consistently. So what you can expect is really having that confidence, growing your confidence in how to approach a sales call with a busy business owner, how you can get confidence in raising your prices, and just being confident that you can address clients' pain points and be able to show that you are the solution to their problem.
I love all of that. In looking at your business, is there someone within the league that you think could help you take your business to the next level?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, it's going to be you.
Well, I think one of the keys to success in business is putting yourself out there, asking for what you want. And when we shared with our league members that we were launching our new podcast, Startups and Stilettos, and that you could pitch yourself to be on the podcast, I know you raised your hand and jumped in right away and, you know, pitched yourself to be on this show. And that's really what it takes as a business owner, is putting yourself out there and asking for what you want or what you feel you need. So you're doing all the right things, Brittany.
Yeah. Thank you.
Want a chance to be on the show? We're currently accepting applications from our Entrepreneurista League members to be featured on Startups and Stilettos. Think of the Entrepreneurista League as your team members in what can be a lonely startup founder's journey. As startup founders, we may not get the luxury of a huge team from day one, but with the League community, you have a built-in support system. It's been proven that the only way you can build a successful startup is with a strong community. If you find yourself in need of that community, there's a place for you in the Entrepreneurista League. Our members are networking, doing business together, and forming real and meaningful connections. Head over to entrepreneurista.com/join to learn more. That's entrepreneurista.com/join. I can't wait to meet you and help you navigate your business journey.
So along those lines, Brittany, how can we help you? What questions do you have for Stephanie, and what questions do you have about PR?
Well, I'll ask about PR since we're on you, Jess. And really, it's how do I pitch, approach, you know, editors, different contributors to different magazines or publishers, publications. So how do I go about pitching that, creating a process around that, or who do I need to work with or invest in, especially if I have a smaller budget?
So you can definitely hire a publicist if you have a smaller budget. And there are publicists out there who do something called pay to place. And I have a person that we work with within my company that when people come to me and say, I can't afford a $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 monthly retainer, I send them to someone that I work with to say, okay, meet Karen, and Karen and her team will chat with you, and they only charge you where they place you. So that's one route to go. You can go to a publicist that has a lower monthly retainer that might work for you. But I think the big question for you in terms of your starting point is, what are you pitching? Are you pitching, this is the founder behind this photography business, or this is the creator behind this course? Are you pitching, this is how to be a better photographer yourself, or this is what you should think about when you're booking headshots, or this is what you need to be thinking about when you're booking a sales call? Like, what is the thing that you want to see appear in print and on the air?
Gotcha. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. I've put together a pitch that we are kind of working on, but we haven't got to anywhere because we've got all these other things we have in place that we feel like we need to accomplish first, but we do want to start putting an emphasis on PR. So that makes sense. I love that. I think the approach that I want to take is, because people are so like, you're a photographer and you teach sales, it's like unheard of. People do not associate photography and sales because the stigma, the stereotype is photographers don't make a lot of money, which is so not true, especially if you have a background in being able to just sell yourself, you know? So that's what I come to the table. And so being able to pivot my business within 1 year, right, and create a six-figure business in brand photography, again, just really unheard of. You don't hear people doing that. That would probably be my unique approach.
So I would say, once you have a sense of what you want your dream headline to be around the photography, or how this photographer made six figures, or how this photographer is dispelling the myths that photographers can't make money, here's how she's making money. Once you kind of get the rhetoric around your dream headline, you're going to be able to put your talking points together. And those, I think, will help you create a pitch that will help you identify, well, where does this story belong? Is it maybe at Forbes? Is it Entrepreneur? Is it Refinery 29? Is it Pop Sugar? Do you want to do something just for busy moms and go to a parenting outlet? You have to, I think, start with what is the story and where does that story live and where will it reach the people who are going to be your future customers?
Mm-hmm. I have an idea for you, Brittany.
Oh, absolutely.
If you want to write that story, we can publish it on entrepreneurista.com. So yes. I love that headline. Once you solidify exactly what you want it to be, let's get it out there and share it with our community and audience for sure.
And I can give you another story idea too while we're at it. So something that I talk about with my clients every single day is the importance of having a media kit. And I walk them through the fact that their media kit should have both horizontal and vertical photos because some outlets prefer one dimension, others prefer another, and they don't think to tell their photographer during headshots, oh, please make sure you're getting me, you know, from both lenses, from both angles. So I've worked with photographers myself who only shoot vertically, and I've had to remind them, oh, please shoot horizontally because I'll need them for certain things coming up. So even if you did a piece of five things to think about when you're creating a media kit or five things to think about or plan before doing a photo shoot for your media kit, people don't think about outfits. People don't think about location. People don't think about how these pictures are being used and the story that they need these pictures to tell. And I think if you had an article where you mapped that out, I think that could be so wildly successful.
Yes, absolutely. That's actually something that we do cover. We don't take the media kit approach. So I love that you just even shared this information. We take more so the website approach. Like you need horizontal vertical images for your website, right? For services pages, for your header page. So I love that being able to even talk about, it's another value point of working with us is that, hey, now we also can help you with not just your launches, your sales pages, right? Your courses, the photos for that, your website and social media, but now also like we also know the images you need for your media kit. And that's what we're going to be keeping in mind and planning out on our shot list throughout your photo shoot. So I love that. Thank you. I will definitely do that.
You're so welcome. And to anyone listening out there, please do not send only photos in the square format. I don't even know why people send me square format, but I'm like, I need a high res horizontal photo to be the thumbnail for this piece on Entrepreneur. And they send me back a square. And I'm like, oh my goodness, where did I go wrong?
Okay, so we need to put the dimensions on there too.
Yeah. Exactly.
I love it. I love it.
Can Steph help you with anything on your plate right now?
Yeah. Do I differentiate these two forms of my business? Obviously, we've started with Brittany Jean Photography, right? I incorporated my business to be Brittany Jean Photography and Company back in August 2020, which is I went full-time in my business October 2020. And the vision was always that this is more than just photography. That's what I tell my clients, and my clients come to know me as, yeah, you give so much more value than just photography. So the vision was always adding on online education, adding on a community of some sort, which we've created very well, but how do we continue to grow this community? Like right now we've got a Facebook group for our community, but it's just like non-existent, you know? So really the way that I keep in touch with my clients is by meeting with them again or offering, yes, come to the mastermind, invest in the mastermind or invest in one-on-one coaching with me. Obviously I want to move away from that one-on-one coaching and really do more group things, right? To maximize my time. Because my husband and I plan on starting a family soon, and we know time is limited. So how do I expand this community? How do I continue to create better experiences for my existing clients, getting them to still be involved and connecting them because they're all powerful women entrepreneurs? And then, so I have another question, but I'll stay with that one first.
No, that is such a great question. And do you have a business plan right now where you have figured out, okay, from... are they two separate businesses, like legally two separate businesses, or is it just
legally,
two divisions within the business? Okay. And do you have a business plan? Like, have you mapped out what you want the revenue to be from each division?
I have, and it's very far-fetched, but it's totally something that I am going after. You know, like I want my business to be a $1 million business. That's what I plan for this year, but it is very high-fetched with where I am right now. Not going to be realistic, you know? So there's a business plan. It's just very high up there.
Look, I think it is perfectly fair to have, you know, ambitious goals, and then it's about working backwards to figure out the plan to achieve those goals. So if your goal is to do $1 million in revenue, what is the makeup of that $1 million in revenue? Is it selling X number of courses and X number of photography sessions? And then if you work backwards even further, okay, if you want to sell X number of courses, what does it cost to get a new client? So then you figure out, how much do you need to spend on marketing to achieve that? And what is your cost of customer acquisition? So building a $1 million business, and especially in this type of industry where, you know, there are millions of women entrepreneurs who are your potential clients. I mean, look at our community, like our whole community are, you know, many of the members of our community are potential clients for you. What is that strategy to reach them? But it starts with you first and figuring out, okay, I want to hit $1 million. How many people need to buy my courses or sessions in order to reach enough people to say yes to that? What does my marketing strategy need to be? So I would look at that first and then build out that marketing plan based on those numbers.
Mm-hmm. Steph, before we go into anything else, I just want to stay on this for a second. So for people who are like Brittany and they're looking for marketing help, maybe they don't know how to put together a marketing strategy. Who's the person that they hire and how can they find that person?
That is a great question. So start with your community that you already know. This could be your community on social media that you can reach out to and ask people who they know, so you can get in touch with people who you know have really great references. As a solo founder, many of times if you're just starting your business, you might not be able to afford an agency for tens of thousands of dollars a month, and that's okay. There are many freelancers, other smaller agencies that are absolutely incredible. Many of those women are in our Entrepreneurista League community, so definitely recommend posting in the in search of section in our community platform and asking for what you're looking for. And you'll get either recommendations from women in our community who have used people that might not be, or worked with people that might not be in our league, but they might have recommendations for you, or service providers who are in the league who offer those services that are absolutely incredible. And I've actually worked with many of our league members on projects before. So definitely putting it out there, asking for, you know, what you're looking for, and really learning from other people who have already done it.
Mm-hmm. That's great to hear. Absolutely. Yes. We still need to map out more of like, okay, we're almost halfway through the year. Here's what we've been able to accomplish. And let's really nail down how many courses we need to sell, right? And by when, and how can we do that? And what ways are we going to do that as far as marketing? And for me, I feel like it's obviously getting more PR is going to be huge to let people know this is who I am. This is what we have to offer. These are my results, right? And then potentially using some of our budget to do advertising as well. So on Facebook and Instagram.
And I would look at other communities and other networks as well, where maybe you have affiliate partnerships, like Jess is launching her course very soon. There's other, you know, business owners who have courses that might be complementary to what you offer. And maybe you can do some email swaps and exchanges together and do affiliate programs. So there's definitely a lot of really organic things that you can do as well. Brittany, I would love to hear from you. What are you most excited about and looking forward to in your business?
Yes, what I'm looking forward to and am excited about is launching the Confident Sales Closer course to help women service-based entrepreneurs learn how to sell effectively on their sales calls. And I'm also looking forward to growing my team. So we just brought on a lead photographer who's going to be able to offer, you know, our more photography services for other women entrepreneurs. And then also creating our membership for our photography clients, which is a year-long show-up membership is what we call it, where we work with our clients year-long to create social media and their website content for the business for the year. So I'm most excited about those things. Got a lot going on.
You have so many incredible things coming up in your business. And I can't wait to check everything out and share everything that you're doing with our Entrepreneurista League community.
And finally, Brittany, what does being a member of the Entrepreneurista League mean to you?
Yeah, being a member of the Entrepreneurista League just means being able to build a network of women who can rally with each other, help each other grow, being in proximity with people who are like you, like-minded people, women who are wanting to grow their business, make an impact, and really just live their dream lifestyle. So I couldn't ask for more of a better community to be able to do that with. And I'm really appreciative of all of you. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Of course. Congratulations on everything you've already accomplished. And we can't wait to continue to see all of the amazing things that you do and all of the women you're able to help grow their business through the business that you're building. So thank you for all you're doing, Brittany. Where can everyone find you and follow you? And for anyone who's interested in signing up for photography services with you or taking your course, where's the best place for them to go find you?
Yeah. So on Instagram, they can find me at Brittany Jean Company. And for my website, it is BrittanyJeanPhotography.com.
Thank you, Brittany. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Jessica. And we're here to help you
put your best heel forward. You've been listening to Startups and Stilettos, the show that highlights your peers in the startup world and meets you where you are to get you through your biggest challenges and towards your biggest goals. For additional episodes, extra content, show notes, and more, visit startupsandstilettos.com. Did you love this episode? Leave us a review and send us a screenshot via Instagram DM at Entrepreneuristas, and you can enter to win a one-on-one mentor and strategy session with me. We're drawing a new winner every month, and I cannot wait to meet you.